This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Tonight, a terror plot stopped. The new information after investigators say they uncovered a Hamas plan in Europe, but we're learning about the heightened security at Jewish sites. The disturbing details of the thwarted attack and the concern tonight that the conflict in Gaza is spreading to other countries. Heavy rain and snow in the forecast, the stormy weekend ahead for early holiday travelers.
Definitely one more thing to worry about during a stressful time.
New hope for a morning sickness cure, the discovery that could help hundreds of thousands of pregnant women.
This is the future.
35 miles here off the coast of New York, this giant wind turbine is now generating electricity. But the industry is also facing major headwinds.
The snow falling in Florida, absolutely magical.
And an army of volunteers brings holiday cheer to families of America's fallen heroes.
It's like the entire country is cheering for us.
Good evening, I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us on this Thursday night. And we begin with the fresh warnings from President Biden to Israel that it is time to scale back the war in Gaza and, quote, be more careful to protect civilians. We've got more on that new message in just a moment. But first, the world is on alert amid growing fears of terror attacks inspired by the Israel-Hamas war. We've got important new information tonight about the suspected terror plots against Jewish targets in Europe that were foiled. 7 people were arrested by police, and this is the first sign that the war in Gaza may be spreading beyond the region. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the suspects were acting on behalf of Hamas. The arrests come just one day after a senior Hamas official called for violence against Americans everywhere. And the FBI in just the last couple days warning of a heightened threat of lone actors targeting large holiday gatherings right here in the U.S. Got a lot to get to, and CBS's Charlie Daggett will start us off tonight from Tel Aviv. Good evening, Charlie.
Good evening to you, Nora. Security is being ramped up tonight in parts of Europe. Denmark announcing higher police patrols in Jewish sites in Copenhagen. The Danish prime minister saying the threat is as serious as it gets.
The accusation tonight that those terror suspects have direct ties to the same militant group Israeli forces have been battling since the October 7th massacre that killed more than 1,200 people here. German anti-terror teams say they arrested three men in Berlin, while police in the Netherlands detained a suspect in Rotterdam, all accused of being long-standing Hamas members connected to its military wing. Denmark also announcing arrests, although it's not clear whether they're connected. Following raids, prosecutors say the suspects plan to store weapons in Berlin for possible attacks against Jewish targets in Europe. Danish intelligence officials saying today the investigation revealed a network of people preparing a terrorist act. On social media today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu posted, law enforcement agencies arrested seven terrorists acting on behalf of Hamas and thwarted an attack, the goal to kill innocent civilians on European soil.
And based on my experience, when the agency or the Mossad is knocking on the door of a country in the middle of the night, you say, hey, guys, we have a problem over here. Everybody is cooperating like in a minute. I don't want to rush into conclusion, but no doubt that this plot was a serious one.
Elevated terror threats, not just here in the Middle East or in Europe. FBI Chief Christopher Wray addressing a Senate briefing earlier this month.
I've never seen a time where all the threats, or so many of the threats, are all elevated, all at exactly the same time.
Underlining the urgency of those arrests today, German authorities say the suspects taken into custody not only had ties to Hamas militants, they were acting under the direct orders of militant leaders. Nora?
It's important context. Charlie Daggett, thank you so much. Well, tonight we have new reporting about how long Israel's intense fighting against Hamas in Gaza could last as the rift between the U.S. and Israel grows. President Biden just this afternoon urging Israel to, quote, be more careful. And this just in, our own Margaret Brennan asking a senior administration official if the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, the mastermind of the October 7th terror attack, is necessary for the end of the conflict. She was told it's safe to say his days are numbered. CBS's Remy Innocencio reports tonight on the new timeline for the war.
In a shattered school, Israel's military said it killed many militants in intense fighting in the past day, hailing the surrender of about 70 alleged Hamas fighters. In the south, Israeli strikes leveled homes and killed dozens in Rafah and Khan Yunis. One survivor said their children. Today's deaths adding to the more than 18,000 killed, according to Gaza's health ministry run by Hamas. President Biden weighed in.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives. Not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan in Israel today pressed Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on a timeline. Two U.S. officials tell CBS News Israel's current phase of its offensive should be completed in 2 to 3 weeks, followed by lower levels of bombing for several months. On Israeli TV, Mr. Netanyahu said, I told our American friends we're more determined than ever until Hamas is eliminated.
He's playing a game, a political game. Look at me, I'm standing up to American pressure.
Alon Pincus is Israel's former consul general in New York.
What future pressure will the U.S. apply?
Refrain from a veto vote at the U.N. Security Council. There are several courses of pressure that the U.S. can apply. One of those are these frequent visits.
As Israel's president in Tel Aviv marked the last night of this year's Festival of Lights, the country still hopes for a miracle, the return of more than 100 hostages still held in captivity.
And while the U.S. and Israel are working together towards another phase of hostage releases, the two do not agree on who will govern Gaza after this war is over. Nora.
Remy Innocencio, thank you. Back here at home, we learned today that a 13-year-old Ohio boy is under arrest, accused of plotting a mass shooting at a synagogue. The court documents reveal the young teenager, identified as JR because of his age, posted detailed plans on the social media platform Discord about carrying out an attack at a temple Israel in Canton, Ohio. The suspect is charged with inducing panic and disorderly conduct. Tonight, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani's defamation trial is now in the hands of a jury. Giuliani opted not to testify in the case brought by two former Fulton County, Georgia election workers, Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss. He's already been found liable for defaming the women with false claims that they engaged in election fraud. The two women are seeking nearly $50 million in damages. In a New York City courthouse, a jury is deciding the fate of Marvel film star actor Jonathan Majors. The 34-year-old is accused of assault and harassment by his now former girlfriend. CBS's Jerika Duncan reports tonight from outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan.
Jonathan Majors walked into a Manhattan courtroom where his attorney, in her closing argument, accused Majors' ex-girlfriend, Grace Jabari, of being the aggressor. Surveillance video from the March alleged assault appears to show Majors shoving Jabari into a black Escalade. What was never captured on video, the moments beforehand in which Jabari testified she grabbed Majors' phone after seeing a text message from another woman. Jabari says Majors assaulted her, leaving a cut behind her ear and a fractured finger. Another video viewed by jurors shows Jabari running after Majors following the alleged assault. The next day, Majors called 911 saying he found Jabari unconscious in their shared Manhattan apartment.
She's naked from the bottom down. She has a sweatshirt on. She's my ex-partner. Broke up. I came back.
Shortly after that, Majors was arrested. Majors, a rising Hollywood star with recent roles in the Marvel franchise in Creed III, pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor assault and harassment charges. In court, prosecutors argued Majors was abusive throughout the relationship and shared audio Jabari recorded in September of last year.
Then how dare you come home drunk and disturb the peace of our house? My temper, my my travel block, all that said, right? And I'm gonna say, I'm a great man, a great man.
The jury will continue deliberations tomorrow. Now, Majors did not take the stand, but in a moment that stunned the courtroom, Nora, his defense attorney, began to cry as she was giving her closing argument, saying to the jurors, end this nightmare for Jonathan Majors.
Interesting. Jerika Duncan, thank you. Well, now to the weather, with major storms forecast for the entire East Coast this weekend across 15 states, including right here in Washington. Let's bring in meteorologist Mike Bettis from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Mike.
Nora, good evening. Some very blustery weather from Florida all the way through New England over the next several days. Heavy rain from the Keys in South Florida all the way through Jacksonville. Some areas here could see 3 to 5 inches of rain. That, of course, may lead to some flood issues across multiple states. All the large areas from Miami to Tampa to Orlando could see flooding rain. That's just the beginning of our issues, however. Low, strong low developing here in the Gulf of Mexico, intensifying along the East Coast. Very rainy, very windy, and even some snow to end as a secondary low forms over the Atlantic Ocean. What does that mean? Periods of very heavy rain, and this could last, Nora, right through Monday or Tuesday of next week.
Mike Bettis, thanks. Tonight, an important new medical discovery to tell you about. For many pregnant women, morning sickness is debilitating and a painful part of what is normally one of the most joyous times in your life. In fact, two-thirds of women feel nauseous during pregnancy. As CBS's Janet Shamlian shows us, we may now know the cause, sparking hopes for a treatment.
They call it morning sickness, but it can happen any time of day. In pregnancy, it's nausea and vomiting, generally in the first trimester. But what causes it has been mostly speculation until now. It's a single hormone called GDF-15, according to a new study in the journal Nature.
How can the findings help treatment for women who experience this?
We can both increase it, this hormone, prior to pregnancy to desensitize women and prevent it. Another mechanism is to lower the hormone during pregnancy.
Faso, who's been studying this for 20 years, was so sick with her second pregnancy, she had a miscarriage. Moms like Amy Schumer and Kate Middleton have been public about their struggles with a rare but more severe form of morning sickness that can lead to malnutrition, weight loss, dehydration, and even death.
How badly did you feel?
I felt pretty rough in the mornings. I was on the floor in the bathrooms, really just trying to get through the mornings and sometimes the middle of the afternoons, depending on when it was.
Sarah Bellin has been sick with both of her pregnancies and was hospitalized twice for dehydration.
Yeah. You ready?
She's hopeful the study's findings can help women like herself.
It would make things a lot better for women. During a really stressful, hard time, you're already tired, and it's one less thing to have to worry about.
There are clinical trials underway for drugs that block the hormone, but those are for illnesses. They are not for pregnancy. That said, researchers are hoping to start testing soon treatment for the most serious cases of morning sickness. Nora?
That's hopeful for many people, Janet Chamlian. Thank you. Well, more good news tonight about the U.S. economy. Mortgage rates dropped below 7% for the first time in 4 months. The cost of a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage dropped for seven straight weeks now after hitting a 23-year high in October. Rates are expected to keep dropping as the Federal Reserve cuts interest rates next year. Turning now to one of the fastest-growing industries in the country, offshore wind farms. In tonight's Eye on America, we travel to one of the newest projects in the Northeast, which could power tens of thousands of homes. But as CBS's Ben Tracy reports, the industry faces some major headwinds.
35 miles off the coast of Long Island, this 800-foot-tall wind turbine is making history.
This is actually generating power for New York right now.
Yes, it is. Power from the first turbine has come to the grid.
That power travels through an undersea cable in underneath this beach, where it then connects to the grid on Long Island.
So this is basically a massive extension cord?
Yeah, you could call it that, a 78-mile extension cord.
David Hardy is CEO of Ørsted Americas, the company building New York's first offshore wind farm. 12 turbines that will generate 132 megawatts of power.
For those that don't speak energy, that's 70,000 homes. This is a first. This is a milestone.
Roughly two dozen other offshore wind farms were planned along the East Coast, generating clean power to replace dirty fossil fuels. This project near Massachusetts' Martha's Vineyard is about to come online. But inflation, rising interest rates, and supply chain issues have now made several others too expensive to build. Ørsted canceled two wind farms off New Jersey and is reconsidering two others.
Do you think in some ways it was overly optimistic?
Probably in some ways we were too optimistic on some things, and we got caught on the wrong end of some of these macro trends.
The projects were key to President Biden's goal of 30 gigawatts of offshore wind power by 2030, enough to power more than 10 million homes. Analysts now predict the industry will build less than half that.
We still see a large growth opportunity for offshore wind over the long term. It's just its trajectory is going to be on a longer and flatter incline than I think first envisioned by a lot of the East Coast states.
You've got some of the best winds in the world here.
David Hardy says building an industry this complex is not easy, but it's essential to a clean energy future.
We're just at the beginning of something that could be really, really big and needs to be successful.
For Eye on America, Ben Tracy, CBS News, Long Island.
Just fascinating. All right, Coca-Cola recalls hundreds of cases of some of its most popular sodas. What consumers need to know next.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
We're learning for the first time of a scary incident on a runway in Colorado. This video is new tonight. Federal investigators say last year a JetBlue pilot took off too quickly to avoid a head-on crash on a runway. Well, the pilot pointed the nose of his plane up quicker than normal, causing the tail to clip the runway and causing damage. The planes were more than 2 miles apart when it happened. Investigators say poor communication by the crew of the other plane contributed to the incident. Now to this consumer alert, Coca-Cola has recalled nearly 2,000 cases of Diet Coke, Sprite, and Fanta Orange because they could contain foreign material. The recalled 12 packs were sold in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi. Coca-Cola says the recalled soda has been pulled from shelves, but customers who may have the recalled products at home are urged to throw them out. We've got more information on the product numbers on CBSNews.com. A major commuter train line is stopped in its tracks by, what? A runway bull? That's next.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
If you ask some New Jersey commuters why they were late to work today, you can plainly see their excuse is bull. You heard that right. A runaway bull ran into the commuter train tracks in Newark across the Hudson River from Manhattan. Well, NJ Transport posted a photo of the longhorned bull on social media. Service was delayed for about 45 minutes before it was corralled and taken to a nearby animal sanctuary. No word yet on where this bull came from. Well, spreading holiday cheer to the children and spouses of fallen service members. That's next.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Finally, tonight, it's an annual holiday trip filled with joy and tears for the loved ones of our fallen military heroes. CBS's Manuel Bohorquez reports from Orlando on a charity celebrating the families of those who sacrificed for their country.
Based on all these smiles, you may not know that the holiday season can be quite difficult for the families here.
Christmas was one of the favorite holidays. When he passed, I didn't care anything about Christmas.
He was her husband, Army Sergeant Brendan Scallon, who died in 2015. The Gary Sinise Foundation Snowball Express understands. It throws a massive party each December to give families of fallen heroes a reason to celebrate together.
Here, they feel normal. And so I feel it's a relief.
Behind that happiness is an army of volunteers who help make all of this fun free for more than 1,800 spouses and children. Corcynthia Williams and her girls, Georgia and Jacqueline, who lost Timothy Williams in 2018, are here for the second time.
They get to just step into a world where they get to be kids and experience wonder and magic is something that I will be forever grateful for.
It helps me meet new people who understand what I've been through, because people at back home, they don't understand. Like, they haven't had a similar loss.
Nothing can replace that loss, but this is a reminder that there can still be joy. Anuel Bohorquez, CBS News, Orlando.
We should always remember military families, and thanks to Gary Sinise, otherwise known as Lieutenant Dan. Well, that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
If you enjoy tuning in to the CBS Evening News, there are official t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more available for purchase at ParamountShop.com. These products are perfect for any fan of evening news, and you can take 20% off with code EVENING20. That's 20% off all CBS Evening News products with code EVENING20 at ParamountShop.com.